So, with the season coming to an end, how would you basically describe the 2022 Miami Marlins?
I've only been here for half the year, so I don't know how it went the first half, but second half, I think it was, a lot of close games that we didn't, we just didn't have that one clutch hit, I think, in a lot of games, and I think there's a lot of talent here, I think, just didn't have that clutch hit, I guess.
So, going into 2023, what would you say are some positives that you could take go into that season now that you guys feel good about?
Yeah, I think the pitching, obviously, is there. We have pitching, we have defense. I think just, a couple clutch hits here and there, I think would do a lot for us. So, I think we're going to go in the off season and work on that.
So you got this role where you play a lot, but you're a defensive replacement pinch runner. How have you been able to really embrace that role this season ever since being dealt over here to Miami?
Yeah, I think a big thing is accepting your role and knowing what your role is. And, I know what my role is and try to do that to the best of my abilities. So, that's kind of what I've been focusing on.
Finally, 2023, the rule changes that are now going to be placed in 2023, the bigger bases, the pitch clock, does that in any way affect you going into next season or no?
No. I think I got a taste of it in AAA this year, earlier this year, so I kind of know how it works. But I don't think it affects me very much.
All right. Thank you, Luke.